to go. Taco to
and a big queue.
Taco to go.
Taco to go. Trip Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big Q, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't lose.
Taco to go, taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go, taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go, $2.99.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network, talking Knicks this morning as we get ready for game one, 888-808-1019. Don't forget, kickoff to summer. Big deal every year. We're going down to DJ's again, and we're going to start at 6 a.m. with the warm-up show. So we will be on at 7 a.m. We're going to go to 11 a.m. And Chris Layton, country music star, is going to take over at 11 a.m. and do a full set for everybody. It is a free show. You don't have to worry about getting tickets or anything. You just show up, and we always have a great time as CBS Sports Network showing some of the highlights over the years. We are not shaving anybody's back this year, so we don't have to worry about that part of it. But yeah, it's a great day. We are excited about it, and it's going to be fun as always. So we hope to see you there at DJ's early on, 6 a.m. with the warm-up show, and 7 a.m. We are on. So just pushing it back just a little bit. Might not be the warmest morning, but I believe it's going to be dry. So that's all we're looking for at that point. We can bundle up. It's going to be like that show. Remember that one right there where Eddie was waving? It was a little cold.
Well, there's Al. Al's got a beanie on.
Yeah, Al had a beanie on, and he had a plunger for some
reason.
And
there's the Jerry head.
I don't remember why that plunger was there, but yes, the Jerry head was there as well. That was a nice day where Al's singing Adam Gase's Eyes right there. And I got up there and played. That was a beautiful kickoff to summer right there. Tremendous stuff. Okay. The Mets lose again last night. The Yankees win. The Yankees have been unbelievable offensively. They are beating teams up. They're beating good teams up. But, you know, this is a team that, of course, going to the World Series last year and all the struggles that the big stars have had, meaning Aaron Judge in the postseason, no one seems to want to give them credit at all during a regular season. But they deserve it right now. And the moves that Brian Cashman has made to pivot off of Juan Soto have been really, really good. So they are rolling. They get a great performance by Will Warren last night. Their starting pitching with Max Fried leading the charge there has been very, very good. So they're just quietly winning. Their offense is off the charts, better than last year statistically up until this point, which is hard to believe. And then you got the direct opposite right now. The Mets are in one of these funks, one of these valleys. I'm not freaking out. I'm not doing it again after last year. I wrote that team off 10 ways till Sunday, and they came back and gave us one of the most amazing, crazy ends of the year. So it's frustrating as hell. And the fact that the Phillies keep winning and they're beating up the Rockies, and now you've got back-to-back games where you can't get any runners in for scoring position. You get Walker Buehler thrown out of this game in the third inning, and you can't do a damn thing with the bullpen there for the Red Sox is annoying. But this is not freak-out time. Still, what, 9 games over 500? Yeah. Going to be okay.
They were 9 games right. Under 500 this time last year.
Yeah, maybe.
And we were talking about the trade deadline and who
we're getting rid of.
Yes.
Exactly.
And that we were going to acquire Juan Soto in the offseason. So, you know, we got half of that right. So
yeah.
We were talking about acquiring Juan Soto as a free agent, which we did. And fortunately for us, that whole trade deadline thing never manifested itself as the team turned its season around. And it was led by Francisco Lindor. You know, he's still the engine that makes this whole thing go. And if he's not hot and he's not getting on base and he's not doing his thing and he's not driving in runs or hitting home runs, and this team is a home run hitting team and they're not hitting home runs right now. That's the other thing. And it's frustrating to watch it because they're getting good pitching. I mean, even Senga wasn't great the other night early on.
But he settled down.
But he did settle down, and he gave him 6 innings.
Yeah, I mean, and he kept him in the game, and if they had a regular offense at this point, not a putrid one, they could have won that game.
Yeah.
Last night, 2 runs. Could have won that game. Didn't, as they get shut out. So,
you know, you can bring these in when we're not on TV. I don't know why you bring them in when we're on TV.
All right, here we go.
Oh, yeah, that we Al brings him in. We're on TV yes. too.
Does he?
Yeah. Well, but, oh, okay. But he's always looking for. Yeah, he's a little bit of shine.
He's looking for some shine, and he's yeah. looking for a little bit of FaceTime.
He is. I don't know if Roscona looks for FaceTime.
Yeah, I was just too busy labeling chapters, doing my other duties here as the producer this morning. So. Yeah.
He just brings it in. At least
Boomer doesn't miss an opportunity to, you know, dig at me. Does not miss an opportunity. Well,
welcome to the club, man. You know?
Yeah.
It means you're in.
Yeah, you're in. That's
means,
right.
It means you're in. What was it we were talking in the break? What did Pedro Martinez say about Juan Soto?
Oh, yeah. Pedro Martinez put out on X. He put a post out on X.
I can find it.
Then. And he basically said that you forget that there's a human inside the uniform. And one point in time, he was the highest paid player, and it took him a while to adjust.
You forget there's a human in there?
And how young Juan Soto is.
He didn't do that, did he?
Yeah, he did.
He said there's a... All right, here it is. I got it. He goes, on Juan Soto, I was once the highest paid player and it took me a while to adjust. Nobody thinks about the human inside the uniform.
Yeah, I was twice the highest paid player. Nobody thought about me as a human.
There are things that can get you distracted. We forget
about... I had people
about,
throwing stuff at me.
Because we forget about how young he is.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy's been playing Major League Baseball since he was 18 years old.
Yeah.
Winning World Series, hitting in the clutch. I mean, I don't want to hear how young he is. I mean, is he implying that something is going on off the field?
I don't know, but no, I think he's saying that he's the highest paid player in baseball. He has to adjust to that. Maybe he's trying too hard. But then again, you and I would say he's not trying hard enough.
Yeah, I mean, and many Mets fans yes. that have been watching him. I mean, I don't know.
Look at this one.
Listen, I as we're watching him loaf again. I don't know. I mean, Pedro is a legend. The guy is great. I really like him on television, but I don't want to hear. Let's not think about it. Let's forget about the human inside. I mean, come on, Pedro. And you might be able to have something in common with Juan Soto. When you're talking to fans, nobody's thinking about that. What we're seeing is a human inside there who's making $750 million to play like turds. Come on. A human inside?
And just hustle. You know, at least hustle.
God.
Don't dog it out of the box. Even though that's the thing that many players do. I mean, you got to set the standard. You got to be the leader, and you got to be the example that everybody's going to follow.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm totally on board with him turning this whole thing around and having a good year by the end of it. I'm in no way thinking this is going to be his Mets career. This is going to be what we see for the rest of the year. But right now, I mean, you can't ignore it anymore. Like, this is not one of those things where you could say that, hey, he's been fine. It's just kind of everybody's hyper-focusing on it. No, he hasn't been fine. Doesn't mean he's not going to turn it around, but I don't want to hear from uber-positive Mets fan that everything's okay, because it's not.
He's kind of been mediocre, and then, you know, obviously this last weekend happened, and he hasn't been great in the series against Boston either. I mean, he's hit the ball, but again, we still see a little bit of the loafing, and when you're not hitting the ball, when men are in scoring position, then all of a sudden everybody's going to be frustrated. And I think that's exactly kind of like where we are as Mets fans right now. We're a little bit frustrated. And as Brandon Nimmo said, and also Carlos Mendoza said, hey, these things happen. We go through it. Everybody goes through it. Hell, the Dodgers have been going through it.
That's right. Hey, Eddie, do you have the BT breakdown of all the stats there for people to feel better about Juan Soto? You know, BT did a deep dive.
Yeah, we thought this May was going to be like he got off to a great start.
He did get off to a great start. But just so you know, I mean, there was some things that were going in there, and it was really, really impressive what BT was looking at and doing his deep dive into the stats. So
I'm looking at a spray chart going oppo.
Yeah, looking at a
86%. Fielding run value and 95% range. His whiff rate and his K rate is still 88th percentile and 92%. I'm looking at a spray chart going oppo. 92nd percentile average exit velo, 85% hard hit rate, 95% squared up rate, 92% chase rate, 95% walk rate, 84% K rate.
Holy
rate.
Christ.
Yeah, so if you're worried about him, there you go. Just you'll hear that and you're like, you know what, he's going to break out of it.
All right, here's a spray chart.
Spray chart. Soto spray chart.
You got a spray chart?
Yeah.
Baseball hitting spray chart, sabermetrics.
Right.
What am I looking at here?
Yeah.
This one here?
I don't know.
That's a spray chart.
Yeah, I saw my spray chart at the fertility doctor.
I saw your spray chart on our softball team. You just kept going hitting the third base.
Right. That wasn't much of a spray chart. No one's spraying it anywhere.
Yeah.
But grounders to third. Excuse me. Let's go to Peter in Rockville Center. What's going on, Peter? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, man. Boomer and Gio. Oh, yeah.
What's happening, Peter?
Oh, yeah. Listen, diehard Yankee fan, but right now it's all about the Knicks. I'm telling you, Boomer will remember this too, man, because I've been watching this team in the playoffs. I'm a playoff guy. I watch the basketball and the football when the playoffs are on. But I remember when they cut in with the O.J. slow Bronco chase when the Knicks were in the playoffs. I think it was 94. I mean, that's how long we've been waiting, man. I mean, we're waiting for this team to explode.
Yeah.
Well, it actually goes to 99 when you think about it. Peter, that was a most memorable time for all the wrong reasons because of the O.J. thing. But what was amazing, I was actually at Game 7 in Houston that year. The John Starks game.
I know. I'm well aware. Yep. That was tough, man.
That was brutal.
That was very, very
tough. Being there alive watching that.
Yeah, I was in sixth grade, and I was
clank, clank,
yep. Clank. And he was my guy.
Yeah, we all love John. We still love
but like
John.
Out of all those, like he was, you know, I mean, you love Patrick Ewing, of course, but I mean, like John Starks was the guy when I was shooting, you know, hoops in the driveway. I was pretending to be John Starks.
Whew. So they say, man, shooters just keep shooting. No
yeah,
what
shooters shoot?
And he just kept shooting.
Yeah, and the great part about that, every time because that last OJ documentary on Netflix was so good, and you know, when Al Callings is on the phone with the cops and they go, what's your name? Who's driving? He goes, Al A. You know who I am, goddammit.
This is so good.
Because everybody knew it was Al Callings in the Bronco. And then the cops like, oh, who is this again? And he's like, my name's Al Callings. You know who I am, goddammit.
That was that was about as strange as it gets.
Oh, yeah. I mean, of course. Oh,
that's Antonio Brown-level strangeness, walking off the field and taking your uniform off and never seeing the field again, ever.
Let's go to Edward in Dumont, New Jersey. Hello, Edward.
Good morning.
Good morning, Edward.
I got three things for you. One, patience and five. I'm very happy for Jerry Recco standing up for himself. I'm so tired of you guys coming in and ripping him about my Nets, not worrying about it. You guys will be gone in the weekend on vacation with us. And make sure you give us our five draft picks for Mikal Bridges. Knicks will not go anywhere. Every day I got to hear Boomer say, and that's still in town, and that's still in town.
Are they?
And then last year, and then 2 years ago, you wore that leprechaun thing to mock us. Not anymore.
Yeah.
You know, I will say this, though. It's great to be able to find the other Net fan in town.
Yeah, right. We were looking for you.
Yep.
We actually put out, what are those, an Amber Alert on you. And we found you, Edward. So, I mean, listen, man, I get it. I've been on the other side of things and watching a team that I can't stand have a lot of success. So you just got to eat it right now. So,
Edward, part of the fun of bashing on the Nets is just getting Jerry's reaction to it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that is like priceless.
Indeed. I mean, it's one of the great things that we see from Jerry. I mean, Jerry's got a lot of, like, the Mount Rushmore of Jerry Recco moments. One of them is firing back at you and doing that voice when you're making fun of the Nets. He does that
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know what that is, because you don't sound anything like that. But he's like,
yeah, you don't, but it's like some sort of a overweight rodent.
Yeah, like noise. Yeah, right.
He makes the face, too.
Yeah, he does. He actually does make a face.
Like if that union rat came to life and could speak,
Jerry.
Yeah, that's what that voice would be.
Yes.
That blow-up union rat. He's like, remember the other day when you said, that's still annoying?
You look like you're dressed up to play golf. You're going to hit yourself in the face with a golf ball tonight? That'd be hilarious. Maybe you'll die.
Maybe I'll die. Yeah, when he does that?
Yes.
That's great. I mean, there's so many great Jerry moments, and obviously the philosophical stuff we love so much. But, I mean, I'm putting up there now. One of my favorites is that.
Oh, hey, you're going to go to the golf course tonight?
It's also the anger one, you know, when he really gets angry. I love when he gets angry at the callers that call in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Drop dead, dude.
Just snaps.
Hey, we've all been there. I've been there too.
Yeah.
But Jerry, the drop dead dude.
You've kind of become a cranky, instigative, pain in the ass
jerkwad.
That was to Boomer. That wasn't even to a caller. That was
yeah,
to
that
Boomer.
That was to me. Yeah, that was yesterday. Yeah.
My goodness. Wow. Mike in New Rochelle. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, good morning, guys. How we doing, man?
All right, Mikey, what's happening, brother?
Quick point from back in the day. I remember I worked back in, I've been a Teamster for over 20-something years. I remember being on the dock back in 94, and it was like mid-free throw from Sam Cassell, you know, and then they flipped right to the OJ thing. You know, I'll never forget that back in the day. And then that same year, you know, we were all, you know, hiding, and we were all, there was no social media back then, and we just got on the TV. We went up to the lounge, and we were watching the Rangers win the Cup, which was phenomenal. But I just wanted to bring out a point about the upcoming series. I'm not really worried about the opposing players. What I am worried about is going up against the best head coach in basketball, who I think is Carlisle. You know, this guy's a great basketball mind. The guy knows how to catch things and stuff like that. But, you know, kids have got to be on point, man. He's got to be on point. But, you know, it's going to be a good series. I'm going to stay positive. The biggest foe, the two biggest foes I think we had, you know, going to a championship is Boston and Oklahoma. And we're halfway home, baby. We're halfway home, man. You guys.
Yeah, we are, man. Yeah, we are. You know, the one thing, I'm going to see if Indiana institutes the Hakamich strategy.
Why, I mean, why wouldn't you? I mean, at some
they got
point.
They got enough guys.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I mean, and that's a big part of it as well. So, I mean, I think that when that opportunity presents itself, they're going to do it. And even though he had more success towards the end of the Celtics series, he's still one of the worst free throw shooters we've ever seen in the history of the game. So I don't know why you wouldn't. But he's got to be out there on the floor, Mitch, because he made such an impact. I mean, he was the most, when it came to plus minus, he had the best out of any Nick during the Celtics series. I mean, he's been that good. So you're going to have to deal with it. Yeah. He's out there.
It's the
Taco to go. Taco to. And a big cue. Taco to go. Taco to go.
We just review.
Quick Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big cue. This deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't
taco,
lose.
Taco to go. Taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go. Taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go. Taco to go. Taco to go.
$2.99.
The Boomerang Geo Podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry donning a Pacers jersey today. Tyrese Halliburton on his back. Indiana on his front. And for any Knicks fan out there that thinks that is going to be a bad sign for the Knicks, just remember, in the last series, Jerry put on the Porzingis jersey, and then Boomer got the Porzingis jersey, put in the freezer, and the Knicks won in 6. So maybe this is a sign of things to come. Jerry also picking the Knicks in 5.
That's right.
And I don't think he's trolling again.
I'm not.
I think that he believes that.
Did you pick the Knicks to beat the Celtics?
I don't remember being asked, to be quite honest. I didn't really have any thoughts on it. I know I sat in here with G, and I said they have every chance to win. Like, I didn't understand why we were just counting them out.
Well, I don't think we were.
A lot of people thought that it was going to be a
I'll
really
be honest with you.
Tough hill to climb.
I was counting them out.
I kept saying, why?
Yeah.
This team's got a championship pedigree to me,
right.
I think.
Those guys, I mean, the Knicks do, because they won a college championship, and it's three of the, you know, guys are here, and they play that way, and they seem to be unfazed by the big moments. So it should be a, you know, an expectation of theirs that they can win. And for us as well, too. But hey, look, at the end of the day, for the Celtics, what happened to them, so you had Brown with a meniscus tear, you had Jason Tatum out,
next
Porzingis
man up.
Was sick, Sam next Hauser got hurt.
Next man up.
That's a lot of what happened to the Knicks last year.
That's true.
Yeah. By the way, Jerry, what is the genesis of the Boomer Rodent voice that you give back to him?
I don't know.
I mean, it's an odd choice.
I have no idea.
Like when I do the mocking Boomer voice, hey, Biggs, or one of those
right.
things. And you go,
I guess I'm just so disgusted by him in the moment. I think that's probably the best way. I wouldn't call him an overgrown fat rodent? No, yes. I wasn't going there. It's more just disgust.
Disgust, and that's what you hit him with.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I too.
Too much.
Yeah.
So. I will tell you, and I think you guys hit on it earlier in the show, I think part of the reason that the
Nets never took flight, if you will, and grabbed the audience was because the Knicks sucked at the time. I actually think had the Knicks been good and the Nets had Kyrie at that time, there was no rivalry. They beat them every time. Yep. I think that hurt, actually.
I agree with that. Yep. So if the Nets get Giannis and the Knicks continue to be good, then you might have something.
Well, the big one yesterday was Trae Young will be a Net.
Oh, really?
That's what the afternoon show was saying.
I mean, you'd rather have Giannis, yes?
I kind of like what they're doing.
You don't want either one of those guys?
Here's what I want them to do. I want them to trade as many picks as they have to move up into the top four or top three. That's what I'd like them to do. Move from 8 to 3.
Okay. Oh, you were a guest on Spike Eskin's show.
I was. That is correct.
How about that?
He hates the Knicks.
I know he does. Well, actually, no. Wait a second. He grew up a Knicks fan.
He did?
Yeah, he had a John Starks poster in his room that he brought here and put it above his computer.
He told me he hated them.
Well, he hates them now because he does that silly podcast that he does.
Mm.
So he has to.
Got it.
But he did when he came here.
Yeah.
He was talking about how he grew up a Knicks fan, loved John Starks and everything else.
As he said, he never thought I'd be a guest on his show to talk about two players from Rutgers.
Well, that's right, because the Sixers have the number three.
Yes.
Yep. All right, very good, Jerry. What's happening, man?
We are brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. So, all right, here we go. Knicks Pacers tonight. Stephon Marbury was a guest with Zach Gelb on Infinity Sports Radio. He was, I think it was in the other studio. I don't think it was in here. And he fully expects a championship from his Knick team.
The basketball gods are going to be kind to us this year. This is our year.
You think the Knicks are winning the championship this year?
I believe we're winning the championship this year.
So what would you say, because Paul Pierce, right, he got online the other day and he goes, the Pacers are going to pop the Knicks and the Knicks are just lucky that the Celtics got hurt. What would you say to Paul when you hear something like that?
The little leprechaun was jumping around in our pocket, and now we put the little leprechaun in the back of our pocket.
There you go. They put the leprechaun in the back part. Now, part of Pierce's comments, I think, is sour grapes, too. He was on FS1 hating on the Knicks after the Knicks disposed of his Boston team.
This was luck. I mean, this was. I mean, like, think about this. No.
Now, how can you even take that seriously?
Well, yeah, I mean, he's been... Now, you want to talk about a guy who really hates the Knicks. It's Paul Pierce.
Yeah,
I mean, this is what you're getting. This is the stuff that Boomer was talking about the other day with the national media crapping on him. By the way, you know who loves Stephon Marbury, where he's the bigger than anywhere?
China.
No,
China.
That's right.
I thought you were going to say Gallo. I got you.
China. No. China. Yes.
Yeah.
China vagina. I believe they have a statue of him there in China.
Do they really?
I think so.
What do you think Big Zoo is doing right now?
Sleeping? Getting ready for tonight's big night?
He's got to be all jacked up for tonight, right?
I sure hope so. I mean, if he's not, what else are you waiting for?
No, he's not waiting for anything, man. He is cranking it right now.
We hear.
He's cranking it right now?
Cranking what? Cranking his fandom.
Okay. Good Lord.
Better schvanz.
I was told that he's got a girlfriend.
He does have a girlfriend, yes.
Good for him. No wonder why he's been missing in action.
Yeah, it was that girlfriend and her desire to go to Wicked that had him out of the last Boomer and Geo Live.
You know what he's been doing? He's working the midday show a lot.
Oh, he is?
Yes. Hoffman takes a lot of time off.
Does he?
He does. He's off again today.
By the way,
you're questioning Hoffman's time off. I love that, Jerry.
Was there a question there?
Yeah, no, but I...
No, I just said he takes a lot of time off.
It's a statement. Hey, he takes a lot of time off. Sounds like
no, I didn't say, why hey, he takes a lot of time off. That's not what I just said.
I think he's off Thursday, too.
He's off the rest of the week.
Because I'm filling in Thursday for him.
Wow.
So Zoo has been doing a lot of midday stuff. Dove's off all the time. So
Sal had another eye thing yesterday?
I don't think it was his eye. I think it was something else.
Jeez.
I think he's okay.
And again, you're questioning Dove. Dove has a lot of time off, too.
Dove's been questioned for 40 years here.
Yeah. I love the fact that you're questioning all these things.
Did I question anything?
Awesome. It speaks to your work ethic.
I didn't start with a what or a when or a how or a why.
Just making a statement.
I made a statement.
Dove's got more time off than Kendall Jenner. God.
He is off a lot.
Yeah.
Always has been. Yeah, a lot of holidays, correct, Eddie? Jewish holidays takes off for?
Yes, but he gets charged vacation days for those.
I got to get on those vacation days. I need some.
Did you see Sal's picture from the hospital yesterday?
I did. Sal is in the hospital?
He was yesterday, yes.
Oh, is he all right?
Yes. I think he's fine.
Oh, so this is something we can openly talk about.
Well, he posted it.
There you go, right here.
That's up to...
Let me see. What are we doing here?
That was Sal laying in the hospital bed yesterday.
You are blind.
You had to grab the phone, then put your glasses on to see that? Holy hell.
I'm like, what? What in the world's going on with him?
I do believe that was a scheduled procedure. I don't think it was something that just popped up.
Did he discuss the procedure?
I don't know.
No, he didn't. Right. But
I remember he had the cataract thing going on.
I just asked Brandon if he's okay, and BT said, essentially, thought it was something scheduled.
Vaginoplasty.
No.
So he finally got it.
No, he's been talking about it for years.
He has been.
That is not what it is. I don't think. Anyway.
I mean, what is with these guys posting when they're sick and stuff? Is it they took a page out of Dave Sims' book?
I'm thinking about planning a trip to Greece in August. I hope King Boomer is okay with that. You jackass. Hey now.
Wow. Firing back. Well, you know, you take off a week in August, you get ready for the stretch run. Yankees going to have a deep run into October, so that'd be perfect.
Yep. Yeah, I could see that. I certainly could see that.
So, yeah, Sal, good best wishes to Sal. We hope he's okay.
I think he's back today.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I don't know.
I mean, what?
I don't know.
I'm confused.
What are you guys confused about? I hear Jerry questioning.
I didn't the question amount of time anything. Days
that guys are taking off.
No, I just made a point that Zeus has been working
out. Did he not say that? Pete Hoffman's off again.
No, he was like, boy, Pete Hoffman takes off a lot. He wasn't questioning anything.
I didn't say boy.
Pete Hoffman takes off a lot. That's not questioning.
Pete Hoffman has been taking off a lot of time, and Zoo has been in a lot in the midday. Because you said he's disappeared. He hasn't been. We just haven't seen him in the morning.
I haven't seen him, but I will say this.
Because you disappear at 10:02.
I will go back and say this again. That, yes, you should question how much off time they get. I
question anybody.
Yes.
I don't care how much time people take.
Then why would you bring it up like that?
You asked where Zoo's been, and you said he disappeared because he's got a girlfriend. That's inaccurate.
Yeah, but
he's here a lot, actually, but he doesn't come in here.
And then you offered up the fact that
he's working in the midday.
Hoffman takes off a lot.
Because there's opportunity.
Because Hoffman takes off a lot.
Well, yeah. But, yeah. And Dove.
End of. They correct. Both take
the two
off
of them. On. It's rare to see them both in the control room at the same time. Did I question that too, or was that a statement? Is that okay for you?
Roscona,
yes.
Do you think that he is like openly talking about their work ethic and how much time they're
now
taking?
No, I think he made an acknowledgement that Hoffman takes off a lot. That's all. He just acknowledged that he takes off a lot. So is that a dig at Hoffman? Maybe. I mean, I don't know. I think he just made an acknowledgement that he takes off a lot just because you said you haven't seen Zoo in a while. Right. He's telling you Zoo's
here. Eddie, what do you think?
It's a sort of a veiled.
It's not veiled. Yeah, I said to him yesterday, I'm like, where the hell are you going this week? That's all.
See,
that's nothing I haven't said to him.
Is he taking more days off than he's allowed?
No.
Okay.
But he's been off a lot early in the year.
Okay.
And I had made the comment to him that, you know, those days run out.
Yeah.
But I don't know how that questions his work ethic.
But in this whole thing is getting lost. Is Sal was in surgery yesterday, is coming back today at 10 a.m.?
I think
so. What's going on with that?
I don't know. I don't know what it was.
And it wasn't his eyes this time?
It doesn't look like it. Usually when you have the eyes, you get the patch on the eye that was worked on.
Yeah, he loves putting that stuff out there for sympathy, doesn't he? He put that one eye patch one out. He put one out.
Oh, he's trying to balance out the hate that he receives.
Is that what you think it is? The sympathy posts? He's just going to start hurting himself to make people like him. Takes a hammer to his arm.
I broke my arm. Oh, man.
We shall see. Anyway, BT and Sal coming up today at 10 o'clock. What else? The Thunder beat the T-Wolves 114-88. The Yankees beat the Rangers 5-2. Time for the Thrivewell Player of the Game, brought to you by Thrivewell Infusion. His name is one Ben Rice.
The high drive right field. That baby's way gone, folks. I'm telling you, that ball got killed. 8-10 rows back, second deck. Ben Rice with a home run, his 10th. And the Yankees have a 1-0 lead.
And then he would attack on another RBI, and the Mets would be up 2-0. They'd win 5-2. That's our Yankees Thriving Player of the Game, brought to you by Thrivewell, New York's premier infusion and injection center, saving lives drip by drip. Visit ThrivewellInfusion.com. Aaron Judge also homered. Rice and Judge driving 4 of the 5 runs. Here was Rice on how are things 47 games in?
Good, and I think there's a lot of things to still improve on, so we'll just keep working every day and just move on to the next game tomorrow.
And that next game will be against Jacob DeGrom tonight, should they play. The Yankees now 28-19 on the season. Should mention Will Warren threw it really well into the sixth inning, 10 strikeouts. Ryan Yarbrough goes against DeGrom tonight on the Fan with Coverage at 6:25. We know about the Mets losing to the Red Sox 2-0. Carlos Narvaez and Rafael Devers hit solo home runs in the fifth off of Clay Holmes. He allowed both of the homers. Mets 0-7 with runners in scoring position. I'll give you one from Carlos Mendoza. This was pregame on Juan Soto's struggles, as he did discuss it with the media.
A lot of times the frustrations are going to get the best out of him, especially a guy like that, which is, you know, he's so talented and has so much success early in his career. And, you know, like right now he feels like maybe, you know, he could do a little bit more for the team.
Or a lot more, and that's not happening right now, so we'll see. Once he starts hitting, maybe the frustration lifts and things change. The Mets in the midst of a three-game losing streak right now for the first time all year, and they've dropped 5 of 6. They trail Philadelphia by a game and a half. Philly beat Colorado 7-4 last night. The Mets now 29-20. You got Tyler McGill and Garrett Crochet going tonight at Fenway Park. We'll have some football sound for you next hour as they're going to vote on the tush push at these league meetings, these spring meetings today. And the Panthers beat the Hurricanes 5-2. Carter Verhaeghe, a goal. Sam Bennett, his 7th. And Sergei Bobrovsky made 31 saves.
Taco to go. Taco to. And a big Q. Taco to go. Taco to go. Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big cube. This deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't taco, lose. Taco, taco, taco to go. Taco to. This deal legit. Taco to go. Taco. Only at Quick Trip. Taco to go. Taco to go. Taco to go. $2.99.
Go. It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Did you happen to see the latest in the Jordan Hudson reporting yesterday with the New York Times?
Yes.
It is. Oh, it gets better and better by the day.
Crazy up there in Nantucket.
Well, that too. That wasn't. Yeah, Linda Holiday and Jordan Hudson. Linda Holiday was Bill Belichick's previous girlfriend before you got to Jordan Hudson. But there was some other really good stuff in there in this this article by the New York Times. So this mediaite kind of put it together and aggregated it all.
Yes.
So these are the four wildest things from that article. You ready?
Okay.
Number one, according to Hudson, she and Belichick are engaged. She has told at least one person that Bill Belichick and her are engaged to be married. So there you go. So if that is the case, that would be news. And congratulations to Jordan and Bill on your engagement. Number two, UNC's Hard Knocks deal with HBO fell through when Hudson tried to negotiate partial ownership.
Really?
Yeah.
You got to give her credit for being aggressive financially.
Yeah, well, it's not working out for her.
Okay.
This winter, producers at NFL Films decided that a new season of its sports docuseries, Hard Knocks, would focus on Mr. Belichick's efforts to build the UNC football program ahead of the 2025 season. HBO agreed to air it. But days before they were set to announce the series, Ms. Hudson demanded she be granted content approval and partial ownership of the show, according to a person familiar with the deal who spoke on the condition of anonymity because they were not authorized by producers to speak to a reporter. So NFL Films pulled the plug.
Okay.
Mon ownership. Is that stupid or aggressive? Or both?
I would say probably a little bit of both.
Number three here in this article. Hudson attempted a Taylor Swift-like workaround to file trademarks on Belichick's iconic phrases. So she wanted to, you know how when Scooter Braun had all of Taylor Swift's songs and she had to re-record them and then put Taylor's version.
Yeah.
So she filed for trademarks, No Days Off, parentheses, Bill's version, and Do Your Job, parentheses, Bill's version. So she was trying to get that going, which I don't believe has worked as well. So you couldn't do like the No Days Off and Do Your Job. You couldn't, I guess, trademark those because they're so common.
You would think so.
So she tried to do
Bill's version. Yeah.
Yeah, Bill's version. So, yeah. And then obviously.
Didn't she? I thought she got Chapel Bill.
She might have been able to get that because no one said that. You know, Chapel Bill, no one said, you know, no days off. People say no days off.
Yeah.
You can't trademark that. Like, I can't trademark go screw yourself, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you can't do that.
Okay.
So she tried to, like, I could do go screw yourself Geo's version. And that's what she tried to do. It also says here, this is a little more confusing to me. This one, it says, Hudson has begun to dabble in politics. So I guess that she met the elected president of Croatia and posted photos of her and Bill in Zagreb, Croatia. And she wrote on Instagram, the people of Croatia have given you their sacred vote. We are looking forward to connecting with you again in the quinquennium, Mr. President. What's a quinquennium, Eddie?
Eddie. No idea.
Quinquennium. Q-U-I-N. This sounds like a BT word.
Could that be like in the new year through Croatian?
Q-U-I-N-Q-U-E-N-N-I-U-M. Q-U-I-N-Q-U-E-N-N-I-U-M. By the way, BT dropped a nebulous yesterday on my drive home.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, dropped a nebulous.
Nebulous.
Bang, dropped the nebulous right on everybody's
head. It's a period of 5 years.
Oh, wow.
A specified period of 5 years.
So, which could be the presidential term?
In Croatia.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And maybe Bill will run for Croatian president.
BT's listening right now, writing this down. He's like, man, in the next quinquennium.
Yes.
We're going to see Juan Soto.
Quinquennium.
Okay,
got it.
Quinquennium.
Quinquennium.
Quinquennium. Quinquennium.
Quinquennium.
Quinquennium.
Oh.
Excuse me. Quinquennium.
Jordan Hudson choosing words that you don't know.
Well, none of us know. Yeah. Unbelievable. To the Croatian president.
Did she, did Jordan Hudson go to college?
I don't know.
Or she just like Miss Maine.
Just might Google be still it. In college.
maybe she's taking classes at Chapel Hill.
We don't even know her real age, do we?
Yeah. She's definitely at least a year younger than she claimed to be. Jordan Hudson College. She attended the great Bridgewater State University.
Okay.
BSU.
BSU. Does it talk about a degree or anything or no?
It does not. She continued her cheerleading career.
Sounds like my college diploma. BSU.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
College degree. Did she get a degree? Ms. Hudson attended college through May 2023, but did not earn a degree, according to the university spokeswoman. Still, she remains a student of philosophy, the very topic that engrossed Mr. Belichick on that fateful JetBlue flight 4 years ago. Quinquennium.
Quinquennium.
Hasn't okay. even been a quinquennium since they have met.
Quinquennium.
Quinquennium, I'm sorry. Quinquennium. You going to be here in the next quinquennium?
Maybe. We'll see. I don't know.
Maybe I could trick in my next contract. I'd be like, yeah, I'll take a quinquennium. Put that
what?
In there.
What?
Yeah,
what?
Wait, we just gave him 5 years? That's crazy. What the hell are we doing?
Taco to go. Taco to. And a big Q. Taco to go. Taco to go. Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big Q, this deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't taco, lose. Taco, taco, taco to go. Taco to. This deal legit. Taco to go. Taco. Only at Quick Trip. Taco to go. Taco to go. Taco to go. $2.99. Taco to go.